Chapter 13, The Education and Development of Man's Will. We must now examine the question of the training and development of man's will. The moral character and moral value of man's personality depends most of all on the direction and strength of the will. Of course, everyone understands that for a Christian it is necessary to have first a strong and decisive will, and second, a will which is firmly directed towards the good of the neighbor, towards the side of good and not evil. How is one to develop the strong will? The answer is simple, above all, through the exercise of the will. To do this, as with a bodily exercise, it is necessary to begin slowly, little by little. However, having begun to exercise one's will in anything, in the constant struggle with one's sinful habits or whims, this work on oneself must never cease. Moreover, a Christian who wishes to strengthen his will, his character, must from the very beginning avoid all dissipation, disorder, and inconsistency of behavior. Otherwise, he will be a characterless person, not presenting himself as anything definite. Neither other people nor even the person himself can rely on such an individual. In the Holy Scriptures, such a person is called a reed shaken in the wind. Discipline is necessary for every one of us. It has such vital significance that without it, a correct normal order and success in work is impossible. In the life of each individual, it is of primary importance, for inner self-discipline takes the place of external school or military discipline here. Man must place himself in definite frameworks, having created definite conditions and an order of life, and not depart from this. Let us note this too. Man's habit have a large significance in the matter of strengthening the will. We have already seen that bad, sinful habits are a great obstacle for a Christian moral life. On the other hand, good habits are a valuable acquisition for the soul, and therefore man must teach himself much good so that what is good becomes his own habitual. This is especially important in early years when man's character is still forming. It is not in vain that we say that the second half of man's earthly life is formed from habits acquired in the first half of his life. Probably no one would argue against the fact that man needs a strong will. In life, we meet people with various degrees of strength of will. It often happens that a person who is very gifted, talented, with a strong mind and a profound good heart, turns out to be weak-willed and cannot carry out his plans in life, no matter how good and valuable they might be. On the contrary, it happens that a less talented and gifted person, but one with a greater strength of will, stronger in character, succeeds in life. A more important quality of the human will, however, is the correct direction to the side of good and not evil. If a good but weak-willed person can turn out to be of little use to society, then a person with a strong will but evil, destructive will, is dangerous, and the stronger his will, his evil will, the more dangerous he is. From this is clear how extremely important are these principles, whose basic foundations and rules by which man's will is guided. An unprincipled man is a moral insignificance, not having any moral foundations, and dangerous for those around him. From what source can man's will draw for itself these principles in order to act according to them? For an unbelieving person, an answer to this is extremely difficult and essentially impossible. Are they to be drawn from science? But science, in the first place, is interested primarily in question of knowledge and not morals. And secondly, it does not contain anything solid and constant in principle, since it ceaselessly widens, deepens, and changes much. From philosophy, but philosophy itself teaches about the relativity and not any unconditional authenticity of its truth. From practical life, even less, this life itself in need of positive principles which can purge it of unruly principlelessness condition. Though the answer to the present question is so difficult for unbelievers, for a believer Christian, the answer is simple and clear. The source of good principles is God's will. It is revealed to us in the Savior's teaching, in His Gospel. It alone has the unconditional, steadfast authority in this area, and only it has taught us self-sacrifice and Christian freedom, Christian equality and brotherhood, and understanding stolen from it by those not of the faith. The Lord Himself said of true Christians, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven."